On page 100, we begin the chapter titled Light. Greetings again. I am Yeshua. I have come this day to further with you my discussion of A Course in Miracles. Today I wish to discuss with you a concept. The concept will be that of light. Bear in mind, as we have said, that concepts are of thought. Thought is a reaction, an interpretation, based on the notion that you are a separate individual. Your thoughts do not mean anything. The purpose for your thoughts, including your thoughts about time, is for you to use them to become free of them. That is all they are for. As I speak to you about light, be aware that this is not an idea for you to learn. It is not something for you to study, not a thought pattern for you to master. This is something for you to experience. So that when your thoughts, when your interpretations, when your imagined separateness goes away, you will still have the reality of that which I share with you. That reality lies beyond the thoughts and interpretations. I will be talking to you about light. Light, as I refer to it in A Course in Miracles, is not the light with which you think you see. The light you study in your physics and science courses is an electromagnetic radiation. That light is one of the major forms of energy which you experience in your world. But when I say light in A Course in Miracles, I am not referring to that light at all. It is very important for you to realize that the light I refer to in A Course in Miracles, the light I referred to 2,000 years ago as Jesus, is not the light of your electromagnetic spectrum. The light is beyond that. You have access to the light. You are the light. You can experience the light. The light will bring you vision. That can happen, could happen, will happen, whether or not you have physical eyes in your head. You could be a universe of beings with no eyes at all, or you could individually be blind, and it would not change one iota that which I will now tell you about light. Everything is one. God is one. The Son of God is also one with God. The Son of God is one with His own creations. Indeed, your own creations are every aspect of this life you experience. Your own creations are this entire universe which you perceive. For truly you have created it. And you, in your own completeness, are one with all of that. The light is, in a sense, the glue that creates that oneness and holds it together. The light is not a physical thing you can measure with any of your instruments. The light can be transformed down to something which you call an energy, which you can then use if you wish to alter the physical energies of your world. As such, the light, when it is active within your being, can seem to do what you would call miracles. For the light can alter any of that which you call your physical laws. It is not essential that you learn to do this. It is not even important that you do it. In fact, it is probably as well that you be oblivious to that possibility. It is enough that you experience within your being the light. Hear me well. Your being is not your body. You are not a body. Your being is not your physical body. Although that which you perceive of as your physical body and your physical world is composed of light, it is the densest form this light can take. As such, it is nothing more than the true light, almost imprisoned, if you will, and yearning to break free the bonds that have locked it in a world where it does not belong. Again, I tell you, everything is one, and the light is the glue that holds that oneness together. You can even call it love if you wish. God is love, and you are love. God is light, and you are light. For you are that which holds the universe together. The light is indeed you. And since everything is one, you are the light. How do you, in your thinking, deal with these lessons about light, when all I have offered so far is an abstract concept that says, you are the light? I have said to you, you are the light of the world. I have also said that the light of the world brings peace to every mind through your forgiveness. And I have said, the light has come. Perhaps for your lesson today you have read, miracles are seen in light. And I will say to you, light and strength are of God and are one. I have said, as you recall, light is not that which you see with your eyes. So if you do not see it as you deem seeing to be, how then do you perceive this light? Can you hear it? Can you touch it? Nay. The light is beyond all your physical senses. It is beyond that which you call the physical world. Except insofar as your physical world is indeed comprised of that selfsame light. The light, then, is something you will experience at the depth of your being. When I say to you, you are the light of the world, and when I say you are that which holds the entire world together, the light to which I refer is a something which lies deep within your being, past your consciousness, past your concepts, and past your thoughts. There is a level within you at which you experience with feelings. Feelings as yet you do not fully understand, because most of your feelings you interpret with your thoughts, and thus you distort what they are. So, beyond your interpretations, beyond your thoughts, there is to be found that which we call feelings, or experience. And whenever you feel something without defining it, without trying to interpret it, in terms of the parameters of your world, which are space and time and the past and memory, and all the thoughts you have about who you are and who other beings are, when you experience something, anything, without the encumbrance of all those concepts, then you are experiencing light. In your eternity, after you have passed through the barrier of time and out of this world, what you are and what you will experience will be light. When you experience life in true freedom, you are experiencing light. I tell you, you are the light of the world. In your freedom, in your joy, in your joy that echoes through the universe with unbridled, childlike enthusiasm, you become the light of the world. Indeed, you already are the light of the world, whether you like it or not. Over this, hear me well, you have no choice. Even in this prison of thoughts you are imagining, even in this prison of physical illusion, you are still the light of the world. None of this could exist without that you have felt its presence into existence. For there is that level at which you feel and experience this world. That level is beyond your concepts and beyond your interpretations. That is the level of miracles. That is the level of your reality. I have told you, the light of the world brings peace to every mind. And when you become the light of the world, living apart from this world, when you become the light of the world, living in this world, yet unfettered by its concepts, by its prison of thoughts, then your boundless freedom will affect every other mind. In your unbridled freedom, you will know that you are perfectly safe, that there is nothing to fear. Your brothers will sense your freedom and your joy, and they will automatically receive the blessings and the peace that you know. Then, the light to which we refer is the state of being that is your reality. It is a state of being which is unfettered, totally free, unbound. When you live in that state, which you can do on this earth, you will extend freedom and joy and peace and absolute safety to all beings. All beings who come into your presence will know that in your presence they are free. They are free to be whatever it is they might be or think or feel, without judgment, without attack, and without disdainment. They will know, in the absence of any attack from you, that they can be at peace with whatever it is they would feel, and they will then know they are safe. In the light you extend to them, you must receive that self-same light in return. You will likewise receive that same peace, that same blessing, that same freedom, and that same knowledge that you are absolutely safe. Miracles are seen in light, and light and strength are one. Strength is that which leaves you completely safe. Strength is that which leaves you with no reason to ever attack. For with infinite strength, how would you ever have fear of any attack that might be directed toward you? How would you ever need to attack in return? In the realization that you are the strength of God, that you are invulnerable, beyond attack, you will know that you are perfectly safe. Your safety will allow you to be perfectly free. Your freedom will allow you to be joyful. Without freedom, you cannot be joyful. Without safety, you cannot be free. Without being invulnerable, you cannot be safe. Without being the strength of God, you cannot be invulnerable. One follows from the next in either direction. And all it says is that you are one, that you are the light of the world. How then do you experience the light of the world? We spoke before about how to listen for the voice within. I told you to listen for the joy, and always to check to see if anything you can imagine could threaten your joy. For if you can perceive it as threatened, it is of the ego and not of God. So as you search for joy, the path will lead you back through the chain I just mentioned, back to the oneness. And your joy, the joy that is unfettered, that is safe, that is totally free, that cannot be touched by any of the imaginings of this physical world, that joy will shine within you and shine out from you. And all those whom you come near will sense it and feel it, whether you speak of it or not. So in listening for your joy, you are listening for that self-same light, which is your true being. I have spoken to you this day of a concept, and if you just think about it, the words will fall on deaf ears. For in your thinking, you set up a block and a barrier to your joy, to your freedom, and to your peace. Search for the joy. Search for the freedom. Listen within to that which brings you joy, invulnerable joy. You will then know that you are beginning to experience the light. As I have told you, you are the Son of God. Nothing can happen to you except by your own choice. You have dominion over your entire existence. You are the Son of God. And as the Son of God, you are the light of the world. In whatever way you may choose, feel that light within you now. Feel the light, for it will shine. It will blossom within you. It will fill your being, and with it will come the joy that cannot be harmed, that cannot be altered. If it does not come immediately, do not be dismayed. It is there, and it will be there. Never lose sight of the fact that it will be there, that it cannot fail. God's plan for salvation cannot fail. There is nothing you can do to change the fact that you are the light of the world, and that you are that which holds the entire world together in its oneness. Rejoice, for you are light. You are love. You are strength. You are freedom. And you are joy. Blessings upon you all. That is all.